Hi, Mike Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm in Red Seal's booth, and I'm speaking with Steve Dauber. So, Steve, nice to have you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for doing the interview with us today. So, Steve, maybe just to get us started here, tell our users a little bit about who Red Seal is and what you guys do.
So, Red Seal is a software company, and we build software that provides security assurance. And what that basically means is software that gives you confidence that all of your firewalls, all of your router ACLs, and all of your scans are delivering the security to you that you intend.
So is the overall term vulnerability management?
No, vulnerability management is a part of it. Vulnerability management would be assessing your actual system level security. We actually have two components of what we do. One is the network component, where we assess all the firewalls, routers, load balancers, and other layer 3 devices you have. Take all of the rule sets that cross all of those devices, and then tell you what the end-to-end result is of what access is being granted and what access is being denied on the network by those devices. We then overlay that, and I think this is of particular interest to some of the banking companies, we overlay that against both your policies and regulatory mandates. So you'll be able to see at a glance whether your network configuration complies with PCI or GLBA or SOC, and make sure that it maintains that compliance continuously.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You know, PCI compliance is a major issue on our banking vertical site right now, bankinfosecurity.com. Just recently, Heartland Payment Systems was all the rage, all the news. And I think one of the issues that we saw was that many people were saying, yes, they were certified, they were PCI compliant, yet it was only relevant for that specific point in time. And that continuous PCI compliance is very difficult to achieve.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredibly difficult. I mean, I think a lot of companies treat compliance almost like we treated exams in college. You know, you cram the week before, and then you pass the test, and then you forget about it. And the results are what we see at places like Heartland. The basic problem here is networks are incredibly complex, Paul. Our networks are incredibly complex, and it's very hard to actually get them configured so that you are compliant. And once you are compliant, people change their network every week.
Sure.
And so you can't go through the enormous manual process that's required for PCI compliance every week. So it happens to people stress. What Red Seal does, because we take in all of these, all the configs, we automatically can tell you using software whether your network configs are compliant. And so when you make a change, you'll know in minutes whether you're still in compliance or not.
And this is done like in a continual basis, right?
That's exactly right. It's done. In fact, you can even take the changes that you're planning to make to your firewalls and put them into Red Seal before you make the changes to see whether those changes will cause you to lose compliance with PCI.
Now, when someone, say a prospect or someone is approaching you regarding your technology, whatever you guys have to offer, why are they doing so? I mean, obviously they must be concerned. They must be see some gaps maybe in their security posture. What's the impetus for contacting
sure.
you guys?
Well, all of our customers, the main concern is security. And I think most of our customers understand that the configuration of the number of rules and the number of ACLs that are in a modern network today are way beyond the ability of an individual human to understand them. And that's why you have all of these holes in the network, because there's no way any one person can understand all of these. We have customers who have 500,000 to 1,000,000 rules. So clearly beyond anything that a customer can do. So they're concerned about, how do I know out of that 500,000 rules I've got, there's one single rule in there somewhere that has opened a hole for a hacker. That's what our software does.
Very powerful stuff. Let's talk about the economy for a moment. Tell me, how has it changed maybe the way that you guys are approaching clients, or maybe on the reverse side, how prospects are approaching you guys?
To be honest, we haven't seen much of that right now.
That's good.
We are, you know, our business is security assurance, and so there's obviously a ever-increasing regulatory burden, especially with some of the new regulations coming down from on the government side and on the banking industry. Economy, you know, no matter what the economy is like, people still need to be compliant. No matter what the economy is like, I mean, if you have a... Excuse me.
So
No matter what the economy is like, you still need to worry about a hacker coming in and stealing your core business information. We've seen people have breaches, lose hundreds of millions of dollars of market value from those breaches. And so, economy or not, you still need to have security. And in fact, some people argue that you need some security more in a down economy because there are more people out there.
I've seen studies where, you know, crime goes up, you know, when the economy goes down, and especially online fraud.
Yeah.
Well, one last thing before we go. For our users that couldn't make it out to the conference this year, what's a bit of advice or some words of wisdom you can leave them with?
I think the biggest words of wisdom that I would leave you with are, it's not just the devices you buy. I think in the industry today, people bought firewalls, and then they had felt there were security holes, so then they bought IPSs, and then they had security holes, so then they bought DLP. I think the most important thing that people need to understand is you need to operate things that you bought already correctly in order to get value from them. So it's not just a matter of band-aids on top of band-aids on top of band-aids. Just your firewalls can give you a pretty good level of security if they're configured correctly. And that's the area that we focus on. How do you make sure that those firewalls are delivering to you the value that you paid for?
Very good. Well, once again, Steve Dauber with Red Seal. Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mike.